Gerald Lucas here with another installment of Ask Gerald, where you get your real estate questions answered. Today's question comes from Steve. Steve writes from Hartford, Connecticut. And Steve writes, Gerald, I need to find a good contractor to do some property renovations. The last time I hired a contractor, he took forever to do the work and never finished, even though we paid him in full. I do the work myself, but with our new baby and the increased hours I have on my new job, I just don't have the time. What should I do? Well, that's a good question, Steve. You know, real estate is best done in writing rather than with a nod and a wink or a verbal agreement that can be easily misconstrued. So the first piece of advice I have is make sure that any contractor that you decide to work with signs a contract with you with a specific set of specific scope of work that's going to be done, tied to milestones and a payment schedule so that the work precedes your payments. By having a timetable and a scope of work and mutually agreed upon milestones attached to the payment schedule, you protect yourself from a contractor not finishing, because if they don't finish, then they don't get paid. By the same token, that contract, in addition to having a detailed scope of work and a timetable and a payment schedule, should also have a penalty to the contractor for non-weather related delays. What that does is protects you from the contractor taking too long, right? So they take too long. Obviously, if it's a weather-related issue, you can't do anything about that. But having a stipulation in the contract that allows for penalties to be paid for non-weather-related delays protects you from something that contractors often do, which is take on way more business than they can reasonably take on and complete in a timely fashion. So thanks for your question, Steve. For more real estate information and tips, visit my blog at geraldlucas.com. I'm Gerald Lucas, and I'll see you again soon.